The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. In our last caper, we successfully returned some valuable merchandise to a fellow sixth grader. Actually, technically, we didn't return the stolen goods, we replaced them, but this is not important. And while we helped our classmate, the Burmick twins, those middle school creators of chaos, escaped their just desserts, so I was disappointed. But after this, mysterious notes, requests for help, materialized.
Quentin, Quentin, Chief, look at all of these, all of them.
Sam, you ought to keep your notebook a little neater. It's amazing you can find anything.
Someone, actually a lot of someone, stuffed all these notes in my locker. People need our help.
Let me see. Dear Sam, if you're a real detective, you'll help me figure out where my missing math book is. Cynthia Broadax, homeroom 212. Sam, I find it interesting that these requests were in your locker.
Well, yeah, I mean, they ended up in my locker.
But how did they know you were an assistant detective?
I guess word of mouth.
Whose mouth?
Who's, I don't know, maybe Billy Rockwell? We helped him after all.
Hey, Sam, glad I saw you. I was going to stick this in your locker like you suggested, but since you're here, I'll just give it to you.
Okay, I'll pass this on to Quentin.
Oh, hey, Quentin, so you're helping Sam?
Did you tell them I was your assistant?
No.
Sam, do you think Frank has ever tried to usurp Deke Bentley's position?
I'm not sure if he has, since I don't know what usurp means, but I'm guessing the answer is no.
Maybe you'd like to be head detective.
No, I only want to be an assistant. I guess I mentioned to someone, and then pretty soon all these people were asking if I was a real detective, and I kind of am.
A real assistant detective?
Right. But look, we've got all these requests.
We'll have to sort through all of them. I think we need an office.
Well, my grandmother has an office in our basement. It's where she writes her memoirs. She only writes at night, so during the day, we could use her desk.
Is there a computer?
She writes in longhand. She has beautiful handwriting.
It would be nice to have a computer connected to the internet, but we'll have to work the old-fashioned way. We'll go to your house.
Great! We can have a snack!
Before we got inside Sam's house, we made an interesting discovery.
This is my house, up on the left.
Sam, wait! Look who's over there.
Where?
Right across the street from your house, just coming out of the door. Is that...
Where? Oh, yeah, Dolly.
Dolores. Dolores Crupler. What's she doing there?
It looks like she's getting the mail.
That's her house? That's where Dolores Crupler lives?
I'm afraid so.
Dolores Crupler lives across the street from you?
So?
Why didn't you tell me?
Why would I tell you that?
Because, well, it's obvious. Dolores Crupler is... She's just... Perfect. She's...
Wait! Hold on a minute, Chief. Dolly Crupler is not perfect.
Her name is Dolores.
Well, I've always called her Dolly. So do her parents, and my mom, and my grandmother.
You know her?
Yeah. I don't see what the big...
For how long?
Since forever, she used to be my babysitter.
Dolores Crupler was your babysitter?
Luckily, I don't need one anymore.
Sam, could you introduce me now?
What?
Right now, before she goes inside.
Whoa. Wait a second. Do you like her? Like, she's a girl or something? Like, you know... Like?
Not in any pedestrian sort of way. I just would like to get to know someone whose personality and character are so outstanding.
Hold on, Quentin. I have to tell you, Dolly Crupler is not perfect in any way. Also, she's in the eighth grade. To an eighth grader, sixth graders like us are less than lint in the hair of a mouse's belly button. She's mostly interested in being cool.
Sam, please don't malign the character of someone you don't really know.
But I do know her. She was my babysitter. She tortured me. It's what babysitters do.
I'm sure you did something to deserve it. Oh, quick, before she goes back inside, introduce me.
Quentin, this is a big mistake.
Now, Sam, before it's too late.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right. Hey, Dolly.
Dolores.
Hey, Dolly.
Oh, hey, Sammy.
Introduce me. Now.
Okay. Hey, Dolly. How are you?
Oh, pretty bummed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Bummed? You mean disappointed, I think. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sammy, who's your little friend?
This is Quentin.
Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. At your service.
Wow, like, totally cool. A real detective?
Yes. When I'm not busy with my studies. Sam is my assistant. I'm the head of the agency.
Really?
Wow.
It's nothing, really. Just using the skills I have to do good. I would have expected you to be at cheerleading practice. I've often enjoyed your performances.
Yeah, like I know. Mrs. Branchpot put me on leave from the team. So stupid. Like, she doesn't understand anything.
What happened?
She, like, totally misunderstood something that happened. And when I tried to explain it, she wouldn't listen.
Wow, that's horrible.
You know, adults. Like, losers.
They can be very vexing. I'm sure she'll realize it was a mistake and you'll be back in time for the next game.
I doubt it. It's this Friday. Instead of being a cheerleader, she says I have to dress up as the mascot.
The chipmunk? You have to be the chipmunk?
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, just 1 week, and then you'll be able to go back to being head cheerleader.
Yeah, though, who knows, since part of the costume's missing.
Really? What part?
The head.
The head of the Marlowe Middle School chipmunk mascot is missing?
Yeah. Someone took it, I guess.
That's horrible. If they can't find the head, then you can't be the chipmunk, then you can't be a cheerleader again.
I'm kind of, like, hoping that... Like, if we can't find it, then Mrs. Branchpot will just let me back on the cheerleading team after a week.
Dolores, I'd like to offer our services. We are specially trained, and we can find the missing chipmunk head so you can earn back your rightful place.
Oh, no.
That's, like, so sweet of you, but it's not that big a deal.
You're right. No one really likes the mascot anyway.
I think it's essential for proper school spirit. How can the Marlowe chipmunks represent their school without their mascot?
Very easily.
It's just a foam head. Don't bother.
It's no bother. It's our job. It was a pleasure to officially meet you.
Bye, Dolly.
Bye, Sammy. And you too, Sammy's friend.
Quentin. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Okay, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Well, that was ridiculous. Chief, why are you so glassy-eyed?
That was amazing.
What was? Oh, no. Wait, are you talking about Dolly?
Dolores.
Chief, quick, let's get you inside. Find a mystery to solve. I think it's our only hope.
Sam, we have a mystery. Find the missing chipmunk head.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't kid about crime, Sam. This is the perfect case for us.
This is a horrible case for us.
Sam, look. The head of the school mascot is missing. The school needs the mascot. Dolores is being robbed of her rightful position as a cheerleader. The football team needs her cheerleading.
I thought you hated football.
I don't hate it. I just don't understand it. But I do understand its role in the life of the school. Imagine the good we'll be doing for the whole school if we find the head of the chipmunk. And it will make Dolores so happy.
I didn't get the feeling Dolly really cares.
Sam! How dare you impugn Dolores Crupler's character by saying she doesn't care?
Okay, whatever impugn means, I'm sorry. I just think she didn't want us to find it. She said don't look for it.
That's because she's considerate of others and doesn't want to put us out. She doesn't realize this is what we're good at. We can find the chipmunk's head!
It sounds like you have a crush on Dolly.
Dolores, and no, it's not a crush. It's not as juvenile as that. But I do... revere her.
Whatever that means. And besides, she has a large boyfriend.
And who would that be, since you seem to know everything about Dolores Crupler?
Kevin Demitard, the starting quarterback.
What's a quarterback?
It doesn't matter. If you mess with Kevin Demitard, you're messing with the whole football team.
Sam, someone's physical strength means very little to me. We'll let our investigation take us where it leads us.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Sam, you said you didn't want to be the head detective.
Okay, okay, okay. I don't. But can we go inside and have a snack?
Sam's grandmother's desk was in the dark, dank, unfinished basement. But Deke Benchley's first office was in the back of a bad fast food restaurant, so this seemed perfect. And I was about to find out some things about my assistant I had never known.
Here's a lamp to light the desk. These papers are my grandmother's memoir. We can use the rest of the desk.
Where's your grandmother?
She's upstairs in our bedroom, sleeping. She won't hear us down here.
You share a room?
She's kind of a night owl, so she sleeps most of the day. I'll go look for snacks.
Fine. I'll start going through the requests. This memoir must be 1,000 pages. I'll just take a look at a couple. And so, with that case solved, I could return to my scientific work. The night was perfect. The music of the jungle filled the air,
Never before, even in a concert hall, had I heard such a symphony of swooping, swirling sounds. The jungle was alive. With the moonlight filtering down through the giant fronds of the Bangi Bangi trees. Wow, what a life! I'll back up a few pages. After our performance at Carnegie Hall, I was offered the conductorship of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It was tempting, but my work as a brain surgeon was calling me. And then there was that other mystery to investigate. Did you find something to eat?
No, just, some leftovers. Have you found anything?
What I thought we'd do is make two piles. One for the interesting ones, and the other for ones we reject.
Okay. Here's one. Dear Sam, my brother teases me. Please break his arms. Sincerely, Tim Archibald. Do we have to hurt people?
We don't get involved in family disputes, and we don't hurt people.
That's a relief.
Dear Sam, my little sister breaks my stuff. Make her stop. Sincerely, Renee Shield.
Family dispute, Chief. In the reject pile. This is ridiculous. I know if my sister were here, we wouldn't squabble at all.
Where is she?
She died.
Sam, what happened to your sister?
She was in a car accident with my dad.
Your dad? Did he...
He died too.
I'm sorry, Sam, I didn't know.
It's okay. It happened a long time ago. I was only 3. I remember when it happened. It was before my grandmother lived here, so now it's just us. Me, my mom, and my grandmother.
Oh, I see.
My mom is still really sad, but it's okay. I'm glad my grandmother is here.
I am too. I think we can just look at these later. I should go home now. Besides, we have a good case already.
Quentin? Chief? I think you might be wrong about Dolly.
Sam, I think your past experiences with Dolores are blinding you to her predicament. She doesn't want to make a big deal, but it is a big deal, and it has to get solved by Friday, or the mascot won't be at the football game.
I don't care if the mascot is at the football game.
It's not about you. Deke Benchley is always reminding himself that it's not about him.
Is it about Frank?
No, it's never about Frank. Trust me on this. Then I'll let you choose whatever case you want to do next time. And there will be a reward.
Can we use the ReadyMart card? I have it right here.
No, we'll save it. I'll buy ice cream.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Wow, great. Thanks, Chief.
All right. Let's focus on the missing chipmunk head. The next step in the investigation was to gather information and evidence. But to my disappointment, no one showed much interest in the stolen chipmunk head. But then, we received a surprising clue.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Tater tots! Little nuggets of golden delight.
You can have mine.
Really? Great!
Sam, I've made a list of everyone we were going to talk to and what they said. We'll corroborate the evidence.
Well, I don't have any important information. Every time I asked, people didn't care.
Hey, are you two guys looking for the chipmunk head?
Perhaps.
Did you see the video? It's going viral.
We don't have phones.
Okay, then look at this.
We're not supposed to use phones in the cafeteria.
Do you want to see this or not?
Yes.
So look at it. I don't know who put it up.
Hey, it's the chipmunk head. Somebody's wearing it and doing a dumb dance. Hilarious.
Not hilarious. Sinister. Someone had stolen the chipmunk's head, was dancing in a manner unbecoming of a chipmunk, and worst of all, was keeping Dolores Kruppler from earning her place back onto the cheerleading team. But this viral video was the break we'd been waiting for, and it was just going to get more complicated. I'll let you know more in the next episode. Faithfully, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.